You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we will now call to order the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings for Red Light Camera Violations for September 10, 2013. First off, do you have any announcements to be made before we proceed with the hearing of the cases?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bukalja. Case number one, Joseph T. Williams, that is, they paid, so they are, it's, I don't know what to call that, just it's completed.
It's resolved.
And case number four is also resolved. She paid the citation. So those two are not being heard today.
All right. Will any representatives who will be testifying on behalf of the City of Daytona Beach please step forward and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. For those of you in our audience who are here because you've received a red light camera violation, let me make something of an announcement here. As I understand it right now, the citation you've received is going to cost you $158. Because you've chosen to have this hearing and appeal that, it's now costing you another $50. Okay? Because that's what you're being charged for this administrative proceeding. I will then be asked to consider of a fine of up to $250. That means there could be an additional $200 attached to your violation. Now, the city has been gracious enough to allow you an opportunity to view the video that will be shown during the course of your case. And what I'm getting ready to tell you is that challenging these videos is a very difficult task. And so you should think about it real hard, because what you're basically doing is putting another $200 at jeopardy. So if you're here to contest it because you're mad or you're stubborn or you don't understand it or you want to start talking to me about all sorts of unfairness and injustice, you're running the risk of incurring an additional $200 to challenge something for which there's photographic evidence. Now, I'm not here to deter you from pursuing your right to have this matter heard. You are absolutely entitled to it. I'm just cautioning you that when it comes to the kinds of proceedings that you may choose or choose not to challenge, challenging photographic evidence is often a difficult task, and I'm reminding you that there's an additional $200 that you're putting at risk by going forward. Now, all that having been said, we'll proceed to the cases that we have before us. Case number two, Gwendolyn H. Coy. Yes, ma'am. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Gwendolyn Coy.
Can you raise your right hand, please, ma'am? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Ms. McCall, what we'd like to do is go ahead and show the video first. A little logistics, they weren't sure where they were going to be to do that. We'll go ahead and show that on the main screen, so if we can just have a moment to get that.
Sure.
This is alleging that the Nissan.
I'll show again.
Nissan.
Yes, it's a Nissan.
Nissan.
Yes. alleging the red Nissan made a right turn on red. So we're here on the allegation that this red Nissan made a right turn on red, and I'm not sure if Ms. Corley would like to go forward or what she'd like to do concerning it.
No. I thought I stopped, but I guess I did not stop at all.
You pull the plug now, you might save yourself $200, but
that's what I think
you absolutely have your right to be have your day in court, and I'll certainly hear you out.
No, I'll go ahead and stop now while I'm ahead.
I think you made a very good decision. Okay, so then with that, Ms. Coy will be liable for the $158 ticket plus the $50 administrative costs, and we'll leave it at that. All righty. And if you'll give us just a minute, this order is going to be printed up. You can pay today. If there's some sort of exigent circumstances by which you need some additional time, let us know.
I definitely need additional time.
I think I have the authority to give you, what, up to 30 days or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what happens if she fails to pay within those 30 days?
She fails to pay within those 30 days. We will notify the state that she will be prohibited from being able to register for her renewal of her tag.
Okay, there you go. So now we know how it works.
My license won't get suspended?
No.
This is not a traffic citation that's actually going to traffic court. You averted that by coming here to administrative proceeding. So, no, it's not a suspension of license. Of course, if you're driving around with a suspended tag because you can't renew your tag, then that's a violation of law that could ultimately have other consequences.
All right. Then I will allow Ms. Coy an additional up to 30 days from today's date in order to pay the civil $158 civil penalty and the additional $50 administrative costs.
And if Ms. McKelvey, if I can ask Ms. Hampton, I don't know if she has a process, how will she, Ms. Coy, be notified as we're working through this new process for us all?
I'm hoping that it's going to print out an order for me right now that we can get so I can hand it to her today, or I can mail her an order afterwards.
Well, go ahead and finish what you're doing. Move with. Take your time. Well, while we're sitting here, I got one of these things.
This isn't the right order, but...
And my wife said, you ran a red light? I said, I don't remember running that red light. Turns out my college son borrowed my truck, and when I saw that picture,
that was probably
I said, Jake, did we run a red light? We didn't run no red light, and I showed him the picture. Well, maybe I did run the red light.
It was probably my son anyway.
Well, don't run red lights anymore.
I'm sure it wasn't me. We'll blame him.
Once we have this rolling, it'll roll, I'm sure. You want to go ahead and you can, whichever you want, Mr. Federal, you can have her process.
It's not generating the right letter, so. It's generating a letter that.
Maybe I can be treated as an example and then I won't have to pay.
I guess the other question for Ms. Hampton is, will there be an invoice of some type?
The order has the information for paying that on the bottom.
Okay.
Thank you. was generated. It's just the letter, which I'm assuming after the agency received it, that's what it sent out. It's the right amount, but it's not the... Okay.
There's not another page, but the way mine was on my hearing...
I think they have them switched up, Gary.
I think they do.
Okay, so administrative cost in the amount of 50 for a total amount of 208. Okay. And Mr. McGuff, did you say 30 days, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Up to 30 days. From today's date.
Okay.
Amy?
Yes?
Do you want me to log on your computer? That way you can print it on mine. Mm-hmm. It'll have it. We have both on it.
I got it. I'll just save this and upload it after.
You don't have the date entered. Okay. And I guess you need to plug in the 30 days again in your next empty line on that second bold paragraph.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good luck to you, Ms. Coy.
Thank you.
Case number 3, Robert A. Fitzpatrick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you state your name, please?
Robert A. Fitzpatrick.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Let's take a look at our video.
It's the same video you saw last time, except instead of a red Nissan, it's a black pickup. Right on red, right through it.
We're going to see it.
Okay. That's it. Undenied. The issue is that on the citation that I got, it said that what I did was hazardous. And if there's green lights on red, green lights that say go on red, so if that's not hazardous, how can this be hazardous? How is this a hazardous condition when no vehicles can come into my lane, I turn right on red, and if we had more money for the cameras...
Somebody could be going 70 miles an hour, and they had the right-of-way, and you turn in front of them, and they could hit you.
But they don't have the right-of-way.
Pedestrians and bicyclists.
But they can't have the right-of-way. They don't. They have a red light.
So, in other words, you're suggesting we nullify the law that prohibits you coming to a complete stop before commencing a turn, because since they have a turn arrow, they're blocking any traffic that could be coming your way.
No, you know, I should have stopped. I'm not arguing that. I should have stopped, clearly. I didn't, because if you could back it up about 5 minutes, the guy, when it turned green, just sat there for an hour, and I was late. But...
Well, it's an issue
of safety.
Whether you're all in or not first.
Okay.
So you have the opportunity to pay your $158 plus $50. You've seen the video. Do you want to go forward with your hearing, or do you want to call it close?
I want to go forward with the hearing.
Even though it costs you another $200.
Well, yes.
Even though I've also kind of blurted out a few comments that might give you an indication as to how I'm viewing this.
I'm not the brightest guy here by any means, but... But let's go forward.
Go right ahead.
Okay. My understanding is that if it's not hazardous, that the law says we will not give tickets for red on right unless the officer says it's a hazardous condition. That's in the law that I read. And I don't see how it can be considered a hazardous condition if in intersections across the land... Under the same situation where cars in the perpendicular lane are making a left turn on a left turn light, so no cars can come across either way, that can be hazardous. And certainly, I mean, I don't want to do something hazardous. I got a 6-year-old grandson, and I don't want to hurt somebody else. I don't want to do something hazardous. But no cars can be coming in while vehicles are turning in that lane. So I don't see how it can be hazardous. And if it's not hazardous... The way I read the law is, then no ticket will be given.
Okay. Who wants to respond on behalf of the city?
I'll respond, Mr. Vukelja. What the statute says is, and various people will have various interpretations, but it says, and I'll read that whole sentence, a notice of violation in a traffic citation may not be issued for failure to stop at a red light if the driver is making a right-hand turn in a careful and prudent manner at an intersection where right-hand turns are permissible. Well, to start with, it doesn't eliminate the requirement to stop on red. It says that if right-hand turns on red are permissible, then that right-hand turn has to be careful and prudent. Even if we were to take the position that Mr. Fitzpatrick is bringing forth, that he didn't have to stop, which I don't agree with based on the reading of the statute, the question still would be, was the turn that he made a careful and prudent turn? Well, in a situation where we're on a major intersection, this is ISB and US 1, you have pedestrians, you have bicyclists, you have vehicles. For him to go without stopping and flow completely through without very little pause, if we can run that again, would clearly be something that clearly would not be prudent, and nor is it careful. And so I hear Mr. Fitzpatrick speak of hazard, but that's not the language of the statute. It's not whether or not it's hazardous. It's clear that it's not prudent to make a turn in that manner, in that situation, and it's clear that it's not careful.
Okay, well, you're required to stop before commencing a right-hand turn. And you're required to stop before the stop bar there. And as I keep trying to remind the teenagers I'm constantly teaching how to drive, there are still pedestrians and bicyclists out there. And quite frankly, the stop bars have gotten to be kind of a forgotten traffic mm-hmm. device that people just wander directly across and never even consider or think about the fact that there might be pedestrian and bicycle traffic to their right and left that may be proceeding into the street in any event. Okay, I've heard your argument. I'm not persuaded. I do consider it hazardous. And with that, I'm finding you liable, and I'm going to assess the $158 civil penalty plus $100 for the fees associated with this proceeding.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, good luck to you.
All right.
Do we have a date?
Are you going to pay the date?
Yeah. But my checkbook's in my truck.
Okay.
Can I go get it? You want me to bring it in here and pay?
She'll be printing up this order. If you want to do that, that'll be fine.
I'll go get it and come back.
Tony, can I see that statute you were reading from while you're waiting on him? Waiting on our order of it.
Another couple of stars, maybe this one.
I just wanted to glance at it. Is this an actual statute that I'm reading?
Yes. What you have in your hand? Yes.
It's clear as mud. Let me give you these back.
Okay.
Did we have a finance?
There's someone out there that said
yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can take over. And
good luck to you with those teenage drivers.
Thank you. Okay. Case number 5, Regina M. Krause.
Good
Is Ms. Krause present? All right.
We did receive calls from the county courts, hence the one that showed up at the county court, and they sent them over here. Well, I think they would have made it here by now. However, we can move that to the end and see if someone should have run.
All right, Jason C. Vogelsberg. Yes, sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
Jason C. Vogelsberg.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Vogelsberg, let's take a look at your video.
I'll show it to you again, Your Honor. I was logged in under the other person. Here it is.
Okay, and which one is Mr. Vogelsberg?
Could it be the little Honda?
Yeah, that one.
That one right there?
That one right there, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be this one where you can assist us by stopping when the light turns red.
Yes, the light is red there.
Well, I assume that's the red light I'm looking at right there. Okay.
There's a red light and there's behind the top.
All right. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm not debating that the vehicle didn't stop. This was, if I believe, July 3rd, beginning of July. And at the time, my girlfriend who lives with me did not have an automobile. She was working part-time, going to school, and looking for another job. I was working in DeLand, and we were both driving the same car, sometimes both on the same day, and I have no idea who was driving when that happened. And
let's save the city.
Mr. Vicaggio, the statute provides that the owner of the vehicle is liable, and it's a rebuttable presumption, and the way that presumption is overcome, and if we look at subsection 1, C1A, I'm sorry, not C, it's D, subsection D1, it says, specifically, the owner of the motor vehicle involved in the violation is responsible and liable for paying the uniform traffic citation issued when the driver failed to stop. And then it provides, under that same section, the options for providing an affidavit supporting, expressing various reasons why, various defenses, which includes the opportunity to provide an affidavit that would indicate the name and address of the individual who, if someone else had care, custody, and control of the vehicle. If this individual is saying that they have no knowledge or uncertain as to someone else having care, custody, and control of the vehicle, then the only position left for Mr. Vogelsberg would be that he's the one liable for his vehicle.
Now, I received that affidavit with the initial citation in the mail, that you can mail it to them, I guess, and where somebody else was driving. But like I said, I have no idea who was driving that particular time that day, so I didn't want to fill that out and then be lying about that.
Well, that leaves you on the bubble.
So if someone else is driving your car and they go out and do something, you're liable?
You told me someone else may have been driving your car.
Right.
You're not certain.
No.
The law says that it's your car and then you entrust it to somebody else, and they take it through a red light, then you're liable. It gives you the opportunity to avoid liability by providing the city with the information they would need in order to go after someone other than yourself,
right,
if someone other than yourself was driving at the time. You're telling me you didn't do it. You're telling me you don't know that you could have done it because you weren't certain one way or the other.
Right.
Well, all that brings us back to first base, where the law states that you, as the owner of the vehicle, are primarily responsible.
Okay. I thought I thought maybe they had the video. You'd be able to see who was driving.
Actually, if I can speak to that, Mr. Vicaggio, the state law does not allow us to video, and it may be because of the privacy rights here in the state of Florida, but the DOT standards don't allow us to video the driver of a vehicle.
Okay.
We only can video from the angle that the videos show, which is the rear of the vehicle.
All right.
There you go. We're all learning something here.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to find Mr. Vogelsberg liable for the $158. And in addition to that, $100 fee, the $100 administrative fee. All right. Are you able to pay that today, or are you going to need additional time?
What was the total of the $100 fee plus the $158?
$158 plus $100.
So $258?
$258.
I'm not 100% sure. I might have to wait till payday on Friday.
I understand. Okay. All right. Then let's go ahead and give you up to 30 days
to
pay it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. And if you'll give us just a moment, we'll have that order prepared for you. I hope your girlfriend's at least going to split the cost of this with you.
Yeah, I hope so. She's got her own car now, so I hope this situation doesn't come up in the future.
Good luck to you. Case number 7, Yanming Yao. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you please state your name and be sworn?
Yanming Yao.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to show you your video, then you're going to tell me whether or not you want to contest it or you decide you might want to forego that. So if we could, let's take a look at the video.
Show it to you first in motion, then I'll stop it. Okay. First was the red Honda.
Next is the Toyota.
I'm sorry, yeah, that's a red Toyota. And stop the lights red there. On the stop bar. Yellow. You see behind the stop bar, the lights red. Show she's again in motion.
Okay.
I just talked to the lawyer here. I said it was only 2 seconds. I was on my way back to work after picking up my child, so I was not really trying to speed up. I was trying to slow down, but it was already fast speed when I turned right because the car in front of me was very fast, so I was just going with the flow, and I didn't even really notice there was a red right after I passed. Oh, there was a red. Then I just slowed down. But it's already my car, like half already past the red. That's how I see the video here. So if I saw it, I would have stopped. But I just followed the first car because it was going fast, turn red, turn right. So I was just going with the speed. And then when I realized it was already red, so I was 2 seconds, I didn't have time to stop or think. So that's just what happened that day in summertime.
I understand. It's not going to help you much.
Okay.
Okay, and in the future, take a look at the light, in addition to the traffic around you, but take a look at the traffic light, too.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to find Ms. Yao liable and assess the $158 civil penalty plus $100 in administrative costs. Okay, you want to be able to pay that today?
Sure. Can I ask, because it's new to me, I want to find out why she told me, the lawyer told me it's $50, so could I?
It's $50 if you weren't going to contest it.
Oh, I didn't contest, I didn't understand the process. I was just trying to let him do it for me, and he said, you still need to talk. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and talk. So I got confused a little bit.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and we'll do the $158 plus $50.
Okay, thank you.
All right?
I was confused.
That's
yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
We'll figure it out. Are you able to pay that today, or do you need some time to pay it?
I can do it today. Today, I can do it today.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I figure I'm going to make lots of friends coming down here and doing this.
Videos pretty much speak for themselves.
They really do, unfortunately. Okay, has Regina Krause shown up?
No, and I did receive an email from the county clerk's office. It was Mr. Fitzpatrick who was there. So.
Okay, well, then what do you do with regard to no-shows? Assess the civil penalty plus what?
Plus the court cost,
And after 10 days, then we notify the if they don't pay, then the DMV gets notified that their registration.
Yeah, all of the same process in terms of enforcement, but just lower the enforcement time period to the 10 days before notification to DMV for non-payment. But we will proceed, since it's a civil liability, on showing you the video and making the taking position that she's liable, but we'll have to show video. Or that we have our evidentiary basis for finding. I'll show you one more time the motion and then I'll pause it.
light's red, and he's still behind the stop bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I find Ms. Krause liable after having viewed the video. Since Ms. Krause did not attend, what are the administrative costs that the city is seeking in addition to the $158 civil penalty? Well, they asked for this proceeding, and they were given the opportunity to view the video, so I assume it would be at least the $50. So is it going to be the $50 or the $100?
I would be requesting the $100 as a... The 50 has the equivalence of what would normally be a in a regular type of proceeding, as we would call it, a no contest type of situation.
Right.
Whereas in this situation, this is a finding of liable because of viewing of the evidence. So I'd ask for it to be the full proceeding cost.
All right. Having found Ms. Krause liable, order her to pay the civil penalty of $158 plus administrative costs of $100. And I assume as soon as Amy's done printing that order up, we'll then be adjourning. Does anybody want to enlighten me as far as how we're doing on these things?
from a process, and I guess I think Gary's been from the beginning as well with these. For what we do in traffic court, this is pretty much it. It's, of course, a lot more evidentiary issues because it is traffic court, and traffic court lays itself equivalent to criminal in its findings, so it's a little bit more evidentiary. But even some of the delays are consistent. We generally just review videos and move on from there.
Did you say 30 days to pay? I'm sorry. For the
process? Well, I think you did. That showed 10 day in there already. But.
I didn't say anything because he started talking about 10 days. Something happens within 10 days, and since the lady was a no-show, I wasn't exactly sure what that meant as far as time to pay.
Yeah. I'm not in order yet to know where you're going.
I had the issues.
Yeah. I guess.
What, if any, are the valid defenses to running a red light?
We can't tell you that. the statute provides for those valid defenses under that subsection.
What would they be?
Which would typically be in a funeral procession, directed by a law enforcement officer, emergency vehicle.
Most of these,
moving for emergency vehicle.
They get an affidavit in the beginning, and they can fill it out. And most of these we review already and take care of those before they ever get here.
Okay, gotcha.
And then beyond those, then you just have the, it wasn't me, but if it wasn't you, then who was it? Pursuant to the statute.
Right. 10-4.
Identify.
So, I don't know if we're entering for, do I put 10 days on this order? Or?
I can't find a section of my statute right now, so can we put 30 days if the...
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
Magistrate doesn't mind, I'll put 30 days. And,
you made it sound like there was something automatic that was going to come slamming down.
I believe that there will maybe, but I don't see that.
Tuesdays, just like we do the typical special magistrate?
That is a good point of conversation. We did have an issue that we wanted to talk about.
I'm picking it.
Historically, and we don't know if the future will be the same as the past, but the traffic proceeding day is the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday. It has been now for several years.
maybe part of that was because they had the red lights along with them, and they may be having less red lights. But they still have the normal traffic, the regular traffic proceedings as well. So if they have traffic proceedings and I have red lights that go beyond that period and they have traffic as well, then we may have a situation where we have some kind of conflict. The traffic proceedings not till 1:30. It's hard to see now, foresee a level of contested cases, you know, like contested to the point where we would be here till 1:30. So that would be the only question, whether or not we're going to have a problem with the time. I mean, quite honestly, it's a problem with my although she may work it out, my enforcement infraction officer, as far as the Tuesday situation. Have you worked that out?
Yeah.
Okay. But other than that, you know, the question would just be whether we went out. And then I fear that we will overlap into the 1:30 traffic afternoon. I'm kind of feeling I don't see that happening. We may increase the docket number. What do we have as our original docket?
20, I believe.
Our docket max is 20 now.
If they make it, I think it has to be at least 2 weeks before they can request the local hearing up to 2 weeks before that current date, and then anything after it would be pushed to the next.
And right now, we have about 5 for next year.
You have what now? 5?
I think she said we have about 5 so far.
I
what
think
I heard last.
Been jumped up to 8.
Okay,
eight
so now we're up to about 8. So, from a time perspective, ideally from a schedule perspective, would you finishing by noon be ideal, or does it matter?
No, I was just trying to figure out how you were going to dovetail this around the special regular magistrate proceeding. Of course, you never know how long those are going to last. I mean, this morning was unusually short.
Right.
So they're usually done around by 10:30, I'd say. They usually are done. So scheduling it for any time around 10 or 10:30, I guess, would be about your best shot.
Yeah, our thought was the worst would happen is they wait a little while, which if they went to the traffic court or the other court, they'd have to wait until they got to their time. So we scheduled it for 10:30. And
do folks have the ability to go online somehow and see their own video?
Yes, sir. That's what we were doing up there. That was online. That's exactly what they can see from home.
Okay. So to show up and say, gosh, I'm looking at it for the first time, that's kind of a lame excuse.
This is all we did up there was we went and we plugged this information in and we saw what they see. At home, they get the same thing. They plug it in and what we were looking at is what they get to look at home. Mm-hmm. And they get to stop it or make it go just the same way. And each one of them come with a pen and a login and an opportunity to pay in that process.
So what's left to talk about when you get here?
The battles and traffic court has been trying to convert traffic court to the criminal rules and fighting about a lot of criminal procedure type of evidentiary issues. So those issues, that's one of the thoughts about the whole aspect of creating the administrative proceeding was eliminating some of the issues that were happening in traffic court. There was, you know, debate about how criminal is traffic court really, but the point in the order is that traffic court has guilt and innocence, it has proof beyond reasonable doubt, you know, so it has all these things that are language of a crime, and so they create the criminal standards for evidence, which is a lot stricter than any of the other standards. And so the fight isn't about the facts. The facts have never been really the fight. The fight has always been about the procedure, the technicalities. And I don't know of any that we can fight about here. You know, of course, a creative attorney may come and agree to some, but so far, I just don't know of any.
I guess I'm just having a hard time imagining what the factual dispute is that I'll ever be involved with.
Well, I guess like most, you know, Well, here, there are a couple that can exist. We've had them arise where, there's the possibility that maybe the tag is, one of the numbers may be partially unclear, a 4 may be, we thought it was a 9, and so a vehicle is their vehicle, and they could notify us and probably fix it anyway. But those types of things would be the factual type of issues.
Okay.
Their vehicle was stolen at the time. Usually they take care of that ahead of time. A couple of them have made a report where they said, oh, my vehicle was stolen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? We're adjourned.